My name is Angeline Welsh. I'm a barrister at Essex Court Chambers in London and an officer of the IBA Arbitration Committee. This is the first podcast from the committee. In 2018, a survey conducted by White & Case in conjunction with Queen Mary University identified a frustration that many arbitrators need to adopt a bolder approach to conducting arbitration proceedings. A number of respondents to the survey identified due process paranoia as a probable reason for a continued lack of proactiveness. Due process paranoia is driven by a concern that aggressive procedural decisions will result in an award which will be set aside or not enforced. It results in decisions which can lead to inefficiency and increased costs. But is it justified? And more importantly, can it be treated? The IBA Arbitration Committee conducted a survey of 13 different jurisdictions to answer these questions and published a report entitled The Annulment of Arbitral Awards by State Court. Philippe Pinsol, co-chair of the Arbitration Committee and partner at Quinn Emmanuel in Paris, explains what this survey set out to do.
Due process paranoia is often viewed in the abstract, and we decided to look into actual situations that arise in the context of international arbitrations. And what we did was to select a number of jurisdictions, 13 of them, that include the usual suspects and also other jurisdictions. Of course, this is not comprehensive and it can be expanded, the list can be expanded. So far, we have looked at Belgium, Brazil, China, England and Wales, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Italy, Singapore, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the US. And we created a template that summarizes the type of situations that are frequently encountered in arbitrations. For example, the tribunal refusing to hear a witness or limiting cross-examination, the tribunal excluding evidence, the tribunal excluding written submissions that were not filed on time, the tribunal refusing to appoint an expert, the tribunal indicating in advance that it will not need any further evidence on a given point. All these situations arise, very often parties complain, and what we did was to look at the treatment of those situations in setting aside proceedings in court in those jurisdictions. And the findings were really interesting for us. I think it's the first empirical study in this domain, and I am extremely grateful to those of us within the committee who did the work in each country.
Philippe explains that more often than not, in the jurisdictions surveyed, the courts have refused to set aside an award. He addresses some of the common themes which can be found in the survey.
What we found is that regardless of the jurisdiction, judges are generally, and very generally I would say, so supportive of arbitrators being, strict on the parties. They tend to regard arbitrators as the equivalent of themselves, and you would be surprised, for example, to learn that in England and Wales there is no right to cross-examination. That can be waived by the tribunal. But more importantly, what we found is that the rate of annulment is extremely low on due process issues in practice, and really the only situations where annulment is pronounced are situations where the tribunal itself, the arbitral tribunal, decided to apply a given procedural rule and did not respect its own rule. And in those cases, yes, you do find annulment, again, regardless of the jurisdiction. But in other cases where the tribunal is simply behaving by applying the rules that it has decided or by saying that it doesn't need any further evidence or limiting evidence, then we have never found any annulment for those reasons. So this should be reassuring for tribunals. Also, in the study, you will find not only the cases, but the references of the cases of publication. So you could go and see for yourself what the cases have decided. And of course, this will be updated, hopefully, as it is a living tool for practitioners.
Emmanuel Giacomi, a partner in Sherman & Sterling's China practice, addresses some of the common misconceptions about the likelihood of awards being set aside in China.
So yes, there is indeed a common belief that China is a jurisdiction which is unfavorable to arbitration, and that awards get frequently annulled and or denied enforcement by Chinese court. So in conducting the study, we've wanted to test that common belief against the statistics of annulment of arbitral awards in Chinese courts on the ground of an alleged violation of due process. And to do so, we have reviewed all decisions issued by Chinese Intermediate People's Court concerning applications to set aside foreign-related awards, published between 2003 and 2018 on the two main databases of case law in China. And the result is that out of 160 applications for setting aside, only two applications resulted in a setting aside of the award on grounds relating to the conduct of the arbitral process. That is less than 2%. One typical example, I think, is that of the decision of the Beijing Second Intermediate People's Court of 12 May 2015, and that's in the case of Next Hill Investment versus Beijing Ruetren Properties. So in that case, the applicant before the arbitral tribunal had requested the arbitral tribunal to order an audit process, which the tribunal rejected. And the applicant also requested a 45-day extension of time to file his statement of defense, which the tribunal also rejected. So before the court, the applicant sought to annul the award on the ground that the tribunal's procedural decisions had allegedly deprived it of the opportunity to fully present its case. Well, that challenge was dismissed and the court upheld the award. And another typical example could be that of the decision of the Beijing Second Intermediate People's Court of 13 March 2015, this time, in RBRG Trading versus Sinocore International. And in that case, the applicant had alleged before the tribunal that its main witness could not testify at the hearing in Beijing due to an important training he had to attend abroad. And therefore, the applicant had requested to the tribunal a postponement of that hearing. But the tribunal refused to do so. And after the award was issued, the applicant applied for annulment of the award on that ground. And here again, the challenge was dismissed. So I think all of this shows that the results of the study for China are surprisingly in line with the findings of the overall study when it comes to other countries. That is, in China, like in other countries, annulment of awards on grounds related to the conduct of the arbitral process are extremely rare.
So far as the English jurisdiction is concerned, tribunals should be cautious when it comes to ensuring that all issues in play in the arbitration have been addressed. This appears to be common in other jurisdictions as well. Awards have been set aside on the basis that the tribunal has failed to permit evidence, document or production or submissions, or indeed address in their award key material issues in the claim. If anything, this suggests that tribunals should be more proactive, not less, by identifying, together with the parties, the issues in the arbitration at an early stage. Robust decisions regarding evidence and submissions can be made with confidence by reference to these issues. Philippe Pinsol explains what's next for the annulment of arbitral award survey.
As I said, this is a live tool to be updated. First, we are looking into expanding the jurisdictions concerned. Some holes are there and we want to fill them in and add important jurisdictions, and we look for candidates. Second, we need to update, more importantly, our work in the existing jurisdictions so that we are up to date. And hopefully this will become a reference tool for practitioners and arbitrators around the world.
The IBA's Annulment of Awards survey is available on the projects page of the IBA Arbitration Committee website, together with the committee's other projects.